It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers returned to the state capitol Tuesday to finish the work of the legislative session and pass a budget. CPR public affairs reporter Benta Berkland says the capitol is not bustling with crowds.
Overall, the building was quiet. I saw about five lobbyists instead of the hundreds you normally see packed into these viewing areas. And the house was much more subdued. Plexiglass was installed between the seats, and nine lawmakers volunteered to sit in the upper public viewing gallery to create more space.
Parents will have to wait until summer to know exactly what schools will look like in the fall. But officials offered some clues yesterday. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
As of now, desks will have to be 6 feet apart, but how often kids are actually in school will be up to individual districts. Associate Commissioner of Education Rhonda Hannaford says in some districts, kids may come to school 2 or 3 days a week and learn remotely the rest, or...
Like Group A comes 1 full week of instruction, while Group B is remote for that week, and then they flip.
Several districts have already released draft plans. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Starting next week, many offices in Jefferson County will move to 4-day work weeks. The county manager says they're looking at all city departments for cost savings and reductions and are optimistic the shorter week will help. The sheriff's office, the courts, and county library system will continue on a normal schedule. Another pandemic cancellation, this one next year. The long-running Burton U.S. Open snowboarding championships were set to happen in Vail next March. They are now canceled. Burton's chief executive told the Vail Daily it would be too risky for the company to invest millions in an event that could end up being shut down if public health was still at risk. Burton has owned and run the event since 1983. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.